Tonight I'd like to speak about one of the great Buddhist teachings that cross all of the traditions, and that is the teachings of the perfection of the heart, sometimes called the paramitas, the 10 perfections, the discovery or fulfillment of our own Buddha nature, the qualities of a Buddha that are inherent in all beings. And thus, for a great being awakening their own true nature, they discover that they have gifts to give without discriminating, and they avoid harm to beings, and thus they practice the perfection of virtue. And while practicing this, they discover the purpose of renunciation for perfecting their lives, and practice as well the arousing of energy and the patience with beings of all kinds, great and small. With loving kindness and compassion that's unshakable, they place all beings' welfare ahead of their own. Kind of goes through the list in the texts. So these are the natural qualities of compassion, generosity, steadfastness, patience, wisdom that are there to be found in every human heart, to be remembered, to be awakened to. Now, as the story is told, a long time ago when you were much younger than you are now, the Buddha was born in a period when there was a different Buddha named Dipankara. And being a young man at that time who saw this great sage, Dipankara Buddha, walking through the forest near the villages of his own home, he said, "I would like to become like that man, like that being. And I hereby take a vow that whatever it takes to become a fully enlightened, wise, compassionate, awakened being, I will do that." And it's said in the story that the Dipankara Buddha nodded in some way as a gesture of acknowledgement to this vow. And then for 100,000 mahakalpas and four immensities, the Bodhisattva practiced patience, generosity, virtue, compassion, and so forth before becoming the local Buddha of our recent time. Now, to understand 100,000 mahakalpas, for those of you who haven't heard this story before, imagine a mountain that's higher than Mount Everest, 7 miles high and 7 miles long and wide. And to this mountain comes every 100 years a bird with a silk scarf in its beak that drags the silk scarf along the edge of the mountain, wearing it away. When that great mountain is worn down, that is one mahakalpa. So 100,000 of those and four immensities. Don't even ask about the immensities. That you have to be patient and generous and virtuous. Now, if you think about it, it seems pretty tough. I mean, we have trouble getting through the week that way, right? Not to speak of mahakalpas and immensities of time. The idea isn't really that we just have to, do that and be in therapy and do our meditation for hundreds of thousands of mahakalpas or whatever your imagination is, but that the story takes us out of time, that it really speaks to a realm that is mythological or archetypal, that is timeless. Because these qualities don't come in time, but they are here now in every circumstances. In the eternal present is the possibility of awakening, of freedom, of greatness of heart and joy. Whenever we step out of the small sense of ourself, what is called the body of fear, and release that, we open to a genuine sense of peace and connectedness and love that is our true nature. So let me go through these qualities, and because there's 10 of them, don't try and remember them a little too much, but just sense them or feel them in yourself, reflect as they move through you, through the words, as pointing to your own heart, to your own true nature.